And the last ones I bought, I've got them in there and there. And I paid $4 for them, I think.
Right.
That much, I'm satisfied and cool.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use revolvers, or did mostly shotguns, or what?
I've got a Colt 40, I mean, I believe it's a 45, and I paid, when I bought it, I ordered from Sears and Roebuck. I was a kid. It's over 60 years old. And I bought it from Sears and Roebuck, ordered it, and gave them $14.60 for a box of 100 shells. And no, I believe it was 50 shells. And a scab, holster, shoulder holster, and paid $14.60 for it. I haven't got it. My youngest son's got it. Mm-hmm. I was letting it rust, and he put it in me. He lives now. He was living in Memphis, I think, when he got it. He lives now in St. Joe, Missouri.
Oh, I see.
And that thing, I don't remember what it was I went by. But it's over 60 years old.
60 years old. And you got the holster and the...
He got them all.
Oh, but I mean, when you bought it, you got the whole...
Yeah, holster, shoulder holster, and a box of shells.
Mm-hmm.
And there were steel bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Smokeless, see.
Did
I thought I needed one bad. I was just a kid, and I... Well, Effie was with me. We went on there. A bunch of youngsters went, they had dinner on the ground down here. And there was 10 or 12 miles down there. And there's two or three couple from around here went down there, their friends down there. And I had that thing in my coat pocket. It was pretty heavy. And, with me and one of the girls got, she had a picture I was wanting to get, picture of somebody, and we got to scuffling, and that thing, there was 8 or 10 people in there, and that thing fell out on the floor, and I said, then I don't need it. I quit wearing it. I lost it another time at a party. And the man of the house, I didn't know him too well either. There was a big crowd there, and he was sitting on trunks and things. I was sitting on a trunk, me and somebody, and it worked out itself out. And I got up and got to mixing with the people, and there, this man come, he knew somebody told him it bent his mind.